Although pop stars are famous and notorious for their music, the spotlight does not shape them. All celebrities have personal lives behind closed doors, and we will take a look into what the debuting artist, Zoe Collins, enjoys doing in her free time and the tips she has on what she believes builds a healthy lifestyle, both physically and mentally. I do need to add a title, but I don't think that paragraph's too bad. Although I've been singing since I could speak, I'm relatively new to the professional singing and songwriting business. Only recently, from the success of my latest release, The Times, that needs to be in capitals, have people began recognising me in public. And just last week, my Instagram followers reached the staggering 10 million mark. Although I can see that being a pop star is not all it seems, as well as many positives, it is also followed with huge amounts of stress and pressure, which can be overpowering at times. Having time to yourself behind camera and doing what you enjoy is necessary to keeping a level head and a happy, healthy lifestyle. This is not only true for people in the music industry, but it can also be said for everyone. One of the most helpful pieces of advice a friend once told me was to use your free time for yourself. This may seem simple, but it's very easy to become tangled up in a busy schedule, meeting friends and family. Although this may be enjoyable and exciting, what started out as a free time no longer is. Having free time is very important to be able to relax and recover from these stressful and busy days. When I have downtime, I mostly enjoy taking calming bubble baths, notebooking, walking my dog, yes I have an Australian Shepherd named Oreo, and yes he is the cutest dog in the world, catching up on my favourite Netflix series, Black Mirror is my guilty pleasure, and baking. I find it very unwinding. That's a really weird word and I put loads of brackets in there, so I'll need to change that. Another lesson I have learned is that you really need to know who you can trust and receive support from. In life, you will meet people who will just use you for their own benefit and will not really care or have an interest in your feelings. Finding people you can really trust is so crucial, especially for your mental well-being. Being able to talk and express how you feel will reduce the pressures built up. I've always been able to confide in my parents and my friends, and equally I like to think that I am always there for them too. Whether it's a family member, friend or partner, my boyfriend is so supportive. Yes, the rumours are true, I am dating Tom Holland. That might be a bit of a weird person, so I might change that. You should always try and talk to someone on a regular basis. This paragraph's slightly boring, although it does release her boyfriend. I might add a bit more gossip in that to make it more interesting. The importance of physical health is also considerable. You need to remember to sleep, eat and exercise well to make sure your body is treated as well as possible. I repeat the word well, so I might change that. This will also improve your mood and motivation. I try to sleep for at least 8 hours each night. It isn't always easy or convenient, but it's also important to make time to rest. I might change that because it's kind of long-winded. I make sure to eat a well-balanced and nutritious diet, yes, chocolate is included, and I love spending time in the dance studio and on the tennis court. I'm not going to win Strictly or Wimbledon, but I enjoy the sports, which is the main thing. I also have put loads of brackets in that paragraph, so I'll need to change that too. So you must remember to treat yourself and listen to your body. Make sure you take time to unwind, but at the same time enjoy yourself. Modern day is attached with so many pressures and commitments, which can be so stressful and tormenting, but keeping your body and mind happy will change it for the better. That paragraph's pretty good, I think. That is the end, but I think I need to add another paragraph from the journalist perspective again, so that it starts and finishes with the journalist.